So we continue today, Meretz Hashem, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 3, Mishnah 10. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Kol Sheruach Habrios Noche Hemenu, Ruach HaMakom Noche Hemenu. Literally translated, he who is pleasing to people is also pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol Shein Ruach Habrios Noche Hemenu, but whoever is not pleasing to people, Ein Ruach HaMakom Noche Hemenu. Ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pleased by such an individual as well. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus said, Shein Shal Shachris, sleeping in the morning, V'ayin Shal Tzaraim, drinking wine in the afternoon, V'sichas Hayyulodim, the conversation of children, V'yeshivas Bati Kinesio Sha'ame Aretz, and sitting in the shuls, or gathering places of ignorant people, Motzin Es Ha'adam Min Ha'olam, remove a person from this world. Okay, so let's dissect this Mishnah piece by piece. So the first thing is, anyone who is pleasing to people is pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says the Rabbeinu Yonah, wrote Salomar, Mi shemasa'u umatonu noem abrios, v'kula makirem ki be'amunu osa. It's actually very beautiful. So any person, ultimately, again, who's pleasing to people. Now, how are you pleasing to people? So Rabbeinu Yonah says two things. Number one, you talk nicely. When you interact with people, you interact with derech eretz, you interact in a pleasant fashion. Furthermore, everyone recognizes the genuineness and honesty of your personality. So any person who conducts himself like this, with his interactions with others, so beautiful, right? Just speak nicely and interact with a general sense of honesty and genuineness. Such an individual, ultimately, again, is pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Of course, the converse is true as well. If you don't know how to interact with people, and you don't know how to have a proper relationship, you don't know how to talk nicely, and you're not honest in your interactions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pleased with such a person. The next part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus is speaking about the things that literally, motzin es ha'adam min ha'olam. Now, this phrase, motzin es ha'adam min ha'olam, remove a person from this world, doesn't, of course, have to be as dramatic as meaning death. But rather, what it means is, they cause a person to lose out on living a meaningful life. Literally, these are the negative behaviors which pull a person out of the world, i.e. prevent me from living the meaningful life I'm capable of doing. So, shein shel shachar, sleeping in the morning. So, as the person is sleeping in the morning, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, they're missing the time to daven properly. Person Yayin Shal Tzaraim drinks wine in the afternoon. Well, if you're drinking wine in the afternoon, chances are it's not going to be a very productive afternoon. Sichas Hayilodim, ultimately, again, conversing with children. So this, again, so while it's very beautiful to interact with children, very beautiful to converse with children, but occupying oneself in large amounts of time in just childish banter ultimately prevents a person from self-actualization. Yeshivas Bate Knesio Sha'ame are similarly, again, associating or sitting together in gathering places with the ignorant. Once again, that has an effect on me. So if you notice, again, what's really fascinating about this is that in this list, there's nothing here that's bad, right? There's nothing here that's sinful. But rather, what all of these behaviors really represent is a person getting occupied with things that are not going to advance my life agenda, right? If I'm sleeping late in the morning, okay, it's not sinful, but I'm missing out on opportunities. Drinking wine in the afternoon, not sinful, missing out on opportunities. Constantly occupied in the banter of children, again, not sinful, missing out on opportunities for growth. Associating with the ignorant, right? Literally establishing my sitting place, my beis haknes with the ignorant. Once again, if those are the people that I'm surrounding myself with, these are the kind of things, motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam, are going to cause, literally pull me out of my world, are going to cause me to fail to self-actualize, fail to accomplish, and fail to really seize the destiny that is awaiting me. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shkai chavon, wishing everyone a wonderful day.